Sabres got on the board very early in this game and also very late, but very early. 33 seconds in, Henrik Tillander with his first goal of the playoffs to give the Sabres a 1-0 lead.
Kotelik keeping it in. Mazaros takes a run at him and returns it right out in front. Back to Tillander. Tillander takes a shot. Scores! Tillander rips the shot. Henrik Tillander, top shelf where Mama hides the cookies. And 33 seconds into the game, Buffalo has the lead.
Tillander's first of the playoffs from Kotelik and Drury, giving the Sabres the 1-0 lead. But with Tillander and Fitzpatrick both in the penalty box, the Senators 5-on-3, and Daniel Alfredson evens the score.
Redden keeps it in. It's cleared in front of the net again. They jam for it. Back it comes. Here's Alfredson winding up. He blocks one and scores. Alfredson with Buffalo two men short and ties the game. And now the Sabres are still a man short.
Alfredson second in the playoffs from Pothier and Spezza, making it 1-1. There was a power play goal for the Senators. Shots in the first 13-7 in favor of Ottawa. Second period, Sabres retake the lead at the 7:56 mark. Chris Neal in the box for the Sens, and Chris Drury takes it to the net.
Drury keeping it in, into the corner to Pyatt. Pyatt along the boards. He tries to leave it there, and he does to Drury. Drury in the corner. Drury coming right out in front of the net. Scores! Chris Drury! Nobody laid a glove on him. He waltzed out in front of the net, stuffed it in. Buffalo on the power play has taken the lead.
Sixth of the playoffs for Drury. Pyatt and Dumont pick up the assists on that one. But the Senators able to even the score at the 13:59 mark of the second period. Brian Pothier with his second goal of the playoffs.
Ottawa, however, keeping it in with a screenshot. Score! Pothier let it go from the point, and Ottawa has tied it at 2.
Pothier second in the playoffs from Martin Hadlett and Brian Smolinski. Jochen Hesch losing the draw to Smolinski. Point shot by Pothier through traffic during a 4-on-4 situation, and that makes it a 2-2 tie. Shots in the second, 13-8 for Ottawa. No scoring in the third, but the shots favoring Ottawa again, 9-8. So through regulation, that score tied at 2. Shots on goal, 35-23 in favor of the Ottawa Senators. Just a minute and 44 seconds into the first overtime, Jay McKee takes a penalty for tripping. That leaves the Sabres shorthanded. Jason Pominville doesn't care and decides to win the game.
Now it's stolen away and cleared out to center ice to Pominville. Pominville into Ottawa territory. Pominville goes around Alfredson, cuts in front, scores! Jason Pominville, shorthanded. Oh, now do you believe? Now do you believe? These guys are good, scary good, and they are going to either Carolina or New Jersey. The Buffalo Sabres knock off the Senators in overtime.
Fifth goal of the postseason for Jason Pominville. Not bad for a rookie. Three assists as well. He leads the NHL in both categories, goals and points, for a rookie. Tillander and Ludman pick up the assist shorthanded. Basically just walked around Daniel Alfredson, went to the net, and Ray Emery did nothing to stop him. Very similar to the goal that Chris Drury scored in the second period, and the Sabres come out on top in this one 3-2, and they win the series 4-1. They'll face either the Carolina Hurricanes or the New Jersey Devils in the Eastern Conference Finals.